Good morning. It's 6:21.
This is not a game. This is reality.
That's Defense Secretary Leon Panetta warning that sequestration could have a major impact on Pentagon spending, and much of that impact on jobs could be felt here in the Washington area.
Joining us live this morning, Stephen Fuller, professor of public policy at George Mason University. Professor, we're already hearing about possible furloughs for civilian employees and DOD and some other agencies. How big is the impact that you foresee?
Well, I think in the short term it's quite serious. If this goes down in March the way it's now prescribed, there's two big impacts coming. First is the cutbacks. We're going to have those anyway, and we can already see their impacts if we look back into last year in terms of federal job losses, and we're down about $5 billion in federal procurement spending in the local area over the last 2 years. So we can already see these impacts and the consequences. But there's also a long-term effect and how this changes the economy, the kinds of jobs we're generating into the future. We can see that now as well, that we're not generating high-paying jobs in the way we used to, and most of the new jobs, we're still adding about 30,000 jobs a year, they're not as high-paying. And so there's some serious effects that we have to look forward to.
You know, Professor, you make a really good point here. You know, one way or the other, whether sequestration takes effect or not, the amount of federal spending is going to be declining in order to pay off the great debt that we have built up, and that is going to have an impact on this area. Are the area leaders responding to that in a way that could help this economy recover?
Well, there's a growing recognition. It's sort of, there was a period of denial, I think, last year, and now we can see it. I don't see much really active intervention. Fairfax County has been attempting to diversify their economy for a long time, and they've made some progress. But federal spending is so big here, and you know, it's 40% of our economy. And if you start paring away at our total is about $170 billion last year in federal dollars, you start pulling that down at $5, $6 billion a year. That's probably the rate of erosion. Very hard to make that up in the short term. I think 5 years from now, we'll look back, we'll have a different economy. Won't be quite as robust as it has been, but it's going to take a regional effort. Every community is going to have to work at this and build on their assets and not just assume that federal spending is going to come back.
We've seen the housing market start to bounce back, particularly around here, but really around the country. Is this going to be enough to set that back?
I don't think so. There's enormous pent-up demand. Again, this is a short-term, in this case, maybe 3-4 year run. A lot of people have been moving here. One of the quiet revolutions in the Washington area economy and other major metro areas, too, is we have a lot of baby boomers who will be retiring in the next 5 and 10 years, and their jobs are going to have to be backfilled by people moving here from other places. They'll need places to live. So I think the housing market may not be quite as strong a price performance as we've had in the last several years, but will continue to improve.
You know, this is a really special workforce in this area, a very highly educated workforce. It would seem that a lot of industries, you know, might want to tap into that. How do you recruit them?
That is our major asset, is this workforce we have that's highly educated. It's very productive. It's also very flexible. It's not a manufacturing-based workforce that just knows how to put fenders or bumpers or engines in cars. It's a smart workforce, and we see this is really the avenue to the future, is building a business space that really has a global reach and headquartering it here in the Washington area. There are signs that this has been happening. It's slow. By 2020 or some period into the future, not too far out, we'll look back and say, gee, we have 25 Fortune 500 companies instead of 7 or 10 or whatever the number is. But, you know, we are moving in that direction.
Professor, thank you so much for coming on this morning. Appreciate it.
Good to talk with you guys.
Stephen Fuller, professor of public policy at George Mason University. And I just want to mention we're going to talk more about sequestration, among other things, with Congressman Jerry Connolly when he joins us at 9:20 this morning.